This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. Well, I'm coming down the home stretch of telling the story of my experience in a cutting-edge Christian movement. This is part of my Telling of America story as I understand it. I'm sharing my personal story to help you understand the historical story I'm about to tell, the story of the Pilgrims and the Puritans. As I move toward bringing this story to a close, come with me now back in time to visit our own local Covenant Church. We're going to drop in on a few scenes. The year is 1977. A group of us are meeting in our small apartment. My wife is pregnant with our twin girls. We're leading a small group meeting. I have four couples under my care. I'm their pastor. I'm 25 years old. We're talking about knowing God. In a few months, due to the pressures of fatherhood, I'll step down as their pastor and focus on my family. It was one of the best decisions I've ever made. The year is 1978. I'm in a friend's basement with a group of musicians. We have a band, a Christian band. I'm a guitarist, a vocalist, and a songwriter. We practice almost every weekend, but we rarely play in public because we never feel like we're ready. Again, it's 1978. I'm the worship leader in our church, closely watching one of the senior pastors direct me from his front row seat so I don't miss the move of the Holy Spirit in our meeting. I feel very confined and strapped, unable to use the gift that God has given me. Within a few months, I'll voluntarily step down from this role, a decision I made with great sadness. The year is 1979. Almost every member of our church has traveled from Northern Virginia to Ithaca, New York, for a great gathering. Covenant churches from all across the Northeast have come together at Ithaca College for a conference dubbed Aliyah, Hebrew for going up or elevation. Several of the Fort Lauderdale Five are there, and the teaching and music are exceptionally rich. We celebrate our covenant with one another and our Lord. The conference in Ithaca truly was amazing. We met folks within our movement from all over the Northeast. One of the themes of the weekend was the City of God. The church, really, as you know, is the city of God. We are His people. And when we gather together and His presence descends upon us, it's not unlike the city of David, the city of God, or Mount Zion, as it was called. We learned a new song that weekend, taken from Psalm 87. City, O city, O city of God, glorious things are spoken of you. City, city, city of God, glorious things are spoken of you. Such glorious things are spoken. City of God, glorious things are spoken of you. This one, that one, were born in her. All my springs of joy are in you. This one, that one, were born in her. All my springs of joy are in you. Yes, all my springs of joy are in you. This one, that one, were born in her. All my springs of joy are in you. In Ithaca, we assembled with so many brothers and sisters in Christ. I remembered my earliest days in Northern Virginia with a group of young people like myself, experiencing the presence of God in a room filled with believers. We used to sing these songs. Let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion, the city of our God. Oil and wine in Zion. Oil and wine in Zion. Oil and wine in Zion, the city of our God. We'll sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, there's joy in the land. Oh, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Oh, great is the Lord, greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King.
Thinking back now on those years, the City of God theme indeed ran like a thread through so many things we did. We believed that we were the city of God, the place where His presence dwelled. And despite the many negatives of those years, I still have fond memories. A few years after it all fell apart, I had a season in my own life when I decided to follow the admonition of Psalm 48. Walk about Zion, go around her, number her towers, consider well her ramparts, go through her citadels, that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God, forever and ever. Those were great days and dark days, all rolled into one.
You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.